Hello, friends. This is Sam Cheney reporting for Weaponized News. Today is October 12th, 2021. And we have a very special guest on the line, author Rachel Ham. She's the number one best-selling author, speaker, and host of The Rachel Ham Show. And she's running for Secretary of State for California. How are you doing tonight, Rachel?
I am good, Sam. Thank you so much for having me.
So like I was telling you before, well, we met last Thursday at the Fresno City College Health Freedom Rally, where they're trying to mandate these COVID-19 vaccines on students. And there was a rally there to protest against that and try to raise the public awareness about what's going on with this stuff. But what really caught my eye was your testimony in your speech about the Satan worshipers that came and did an occult ritual in your front yard, and that triggered some guy to come out of like nowhere, and it was like he was possessed by a satanic demon spirit and started trying to shout you down and make a big old scene, and it was like crazy, and it was like some supernatural stuff that went on, and you had to like be there to really believe it. I've heard people's testimony about this stuff, that a demon just enters someone's body. It was like something out of a movie, but I saw it firsthand. Eyewitness testimony, and you saw it, everybody there saw it, and I just was amazed by that, and that made me think that Rachel Ham is the real deal, and we need to support her for Secretary of State, because anybody that can bring out the demons like you can has to be the real deal. And I went to your website, and I love everything that you stand for. Do you want to tell us that story again? And it's just, it's amazing, and people need to believe this, because it happened. It happens.
Yeah.
So what was your experience? It was you moved into the Tower District?
Yeah, I did. So my husband and I and our four sons moved there in 2015. And immediately, literally before we'd even officially moved in, like the first day we got possession of the house and we're just starting to move some stuff in, and a Satanist came to our house and with a black raven and had twisted its neck off and was spilling blood out on our lawn. And I did know that there was a lot of dark activity down there, and I had heard things, you know, so I wasn't like completely blindsided by it, but kinda. Like, it was like, you know, that's not really what you expect on the first day of moving into a house. And so we were like, wow. And honestly, I thought, what have I gotten myself into? It was kind of scary to me for the first, like, maybe 24 hours, I felt pretty disturbed. I felt like maybe we'd, I don't know, gotten in over our head. I was concerned. And so, because we're Christians, and it felt like they knew we were Christians and were immediately just at odds with us. And so the next day I was praying about it, and I was like, God, we need protection. Like, this is crazy. I feel like, have we made a mistake? Like, you know, what do we do with this? And immediately I felt like God just comforted me with the reality that Jesus shared he spilled his blood. He died, and his blood being shed was the highest blood sacrifice. So the occult love blood sacrifices, and they're all about blood. They love abortion because it's a form of a blood sacrifice in their eyes. They love killing animals. They do it all the time. In fact, on our street, there were people killing animals in their backyard for Satan worship. So that's a very common thing, but I hadn't thought of it in terms of it just being kind of like the dark version of what we have. So we have Jesus's blood. We don't have to kill any animals. We don't have to kill any people. Like, we don't spill blood because Jesus already spilled his blood. So as I was kind of freaking out, I feel like the Lord just calmed me and said, look, Jesus died, and his blood sacrifice is superior to all of the blood sacrifices that you know, that raven that day and any other ones that you encounter. All of them are less powerful than the blood sacrifice of Jesus. But you do have to actually use your authority, and you do have to actually say, like, I exert the, because they're very much about like technicalities. Like, we technically claim this property, and if you don't counter it, then silence is agreement kind of thing. I mean, it's crazy. It's really, Satanists are, they're very technical. So.
They are using the metaphysical rules of the universe to their advantage with these dark occultist rituals. And it's a lot for people to wrap their mind around, but this stuff is real.
Yeah.
Now, and I've witnessed that firsthand with you. You're speaking on Jesus and talking about your experience. And just so our audience understands here that doesn't live in the Central Valley, Fresno area, the Tower District is a, you could say, alternative lifestyle type community, they like to say. And I guess that's where a lot of satanic activity is occurring. They're now recently protesting against this Adventure Church that wants to, that is buying the Tower Theater. And yeah, these weirdo people, I saw videos of them. I mean, they're wearing pentagram necklaces.
Yeah. They're open about their satanic.
They're open about it, right? And yeah, so there is no doubt that, oh, this isn't the goody two shoe church people warning about Satanists. They really are Satanists, claiming they're Satanists, doing dark occultic rituals in the Tower District. And you witnessed this firsthand, and that's amazing how this guy, I don't even know where he came from. I'm sitting there listening to your speech.
Yeah,
you want to talk about that? Because you witnessed it from a different vantage point than I did. I'm back in the crowd. You're on the podium giving the speech. How was that for you?
Well, first of all, I knew he was going to do it because I felt like God had given me a heads up, which that may sound weird to people, but basically I have a very intense faith and relationship with the Lord. I talk to God all the time. He talks to me. He shows me things. He shows me things before they're going to happen. And again, I know that that maybe is weird to people. I couldn't care less, honestly. It is what it is. I'm kind of like,
believe you. I believe you, man.
Yeah. So I felt like God showed me that was going to happen. So I reached out to my prayer group and I said, hey, can you please pray for me? I'm going to be speaking at Fresno City and I'm going to talk about the Satanists in the area. And I need some coverage because I felt like I was actually maybe going to be in danger. So I asked for prayer and one of them specifically said, that they felt like there was going to be a heckler, and I agreed. So I'm telling the audience that it's just an anti-vaccine mandate rally. And I start talking about how there are Satanists that are living in the area, that area of town is known for satanic activity. And it's literally like me starting to talk about it, like, was waking up the demons in him. He comes walking from his house right in that area, right after I just said it's known for satanic activity. He comes walking out and comes up in front of me and starts yelling at me. And it was really inappropriate. Anytime someone does something like that at a rally, or at any, when someone's speaking, it's so inappropriate. So I mostly at first was just like, oh, this is inappropriate. But then as I looked at him, I'm like, oh my gosh, the look in his eyes. I don't know if you saw him.
It was like his face contorted. It was like something out of a movie, like Devil's Advocate or some type of Hollywood movie where you see the special effects going on. It was like his face was contorted and just looked like an evil spirit like possessed that man at that time.
I think for sure. And his eyes looked black. Like, as I was looking at him, I was like, oh my gosh, this guy is satanic. Like I realized, okay, this is not just a heckler. He's for sure like part of the satanic community. And he's basically, I felt like coming to prove my point. So that's why in a way I'm like, this is what happens. This is proof of what I was saying. And so that was in a way, I guess it was good that he proved what I was saying to everybody, because I think there are a lot of people who doubt this and who doubt that it's real, or who doubt that there really are satanic people who are truly doing things to harm other people. I mean, they really do like curse people. They speak curses over people, and it has an effect. That's why I'm so passionate about talking about it, because it's not without effect. It actually does affect people's lives, and they often don't even know what's going on. And so I like to talk about it, expose what they're doing, talk about the counter to it, like how to block it. Like, first of all, we want to be people that speak blessings, because what you give out is important as far as what comes back to you. So we don't want to curse. We want to bless people and also cancel it. So like I all the time now, because of learning about all of this stuff, I cancel things. I'll say I cancel any hex, vex, curse, spell, assignment, scheme, plan, or ploy of the enemy that is coming against me now in Jesus' name. I cancel all witchcraft coming against me. I cancel all words that have been spoken against me. I cancel the effect of all blood sacrifices that have been made in my name. And I just say it. Say you cancel it, because words are powerful. So if they are speaking words against you and it's affecting you, you can cancel it with your words, with your authority in Jesus' name. Because again, remember, Jesus' blood trumps all other, and the name of Jesus trumps all other things. So it's something that is kind of, you know, it is fringe, it is weird, it is something that is risky for me to talk about, but it's something that's really important. And I think with what's happening in our country right now and things that have been exposed and how people have talked about pedophilia and satanic rings and all that, that is real. They're not lying. It's not a conspiracy theory. That stuff really does exist, and they are trying to expose it. And so it's helped to me to have the courage to speak out about it because of others who have been talking about this in the country and in the political world, how much it's affecting the political world. So,
Rachel, I mean, it was impressive, and you don't really believe it. It is hard to believe these supernatural things until you witness it firsthand and experience it. And yes, satanic pedophiles are running the elite agenda here that's collapsing the world. You could say bringing us into one world government. And you could look at the Jeffrey Epstein case. You can look at the FBI most recently with covering up of that Larry Nassar, that was the coach for the girls' gym team. You can look at the Boy Scouts, the Catholic Church. This satanic pedophile ring has infiltrated institutions and corrupted them from within. And it's a horrible, horrible problem. And we can't deny this any longer. And if people will go do their research on the internet about Ted Gunderson, he was a chief FBI agent in Southern California. And he's a great patriot. He's dead now, bless his soul. But he exposed a lot of this stuff, a lot of this stuff. It is real. And that's why people say, oh, it's just conspiracy theory. Oh, it's just some crazy conspiracy. No. We have a lot of evidence that this stuff is real and it's really happening and needs to be rebuked. And we need everybody to repent. And I've been doing more and more religious shows now, Rachel, because I feel like the Antichrist spirit is what is directing all this evil activity. And we need to repent and ask Jesus to forgive us.
Yes. Oh, I agree. That's so good. Good. Glad you're doing that. It is important.
Well, man, it feels like the powers that be, the elite, are fulfilling biblical prophecy here now on our way to Revelation. If you look at the prophecy, I mean, we're like checking off the boxes here as we go down the road to this one world government dictatorship.
And the mark of the beast.
It's getting very concerning from where I'm sitting, especially in California, as you know.
So bad in California, really is. And it feels like after Newsom stole the recall election, he's just been arrogantly passing one extreme left, just evil law after another and signing it all into effect. And that's why I talk a lot about spiritual stuff, because I feel like our only hope at this point truly is a spiritual awakening, revival, revolution, and especially in California. So everywhere I go, even though I'm speaking at political things, I'm talking about the Lord, because people need that. They need the Lord and they need to have a relationship with him. Like when I talk about him talking to me talking to him, everyone needs that. I can't imagine really getting through my life if I didn't have that. And it's comforting. It gives me the direction and wisdom that I need. And, you know, I still struggle, but man, it's crucial. And we can make laws and we can change things and we can have, you know, all kinds of political changes made. But if the hearts of men are dark, it doesn't matter. And so while I'm running for Secretary of State to try to give us honest elections, because I think we do not have honest elections right now, ultimately, I really think that a spiritual revival is the actual true answer for us.
Yeah, we need that hedge of protection over us. It feels like the abortion has really made God angry. And there's a whole thing that people need to wake up to the fact that we have Masonic statues and landmarks all over this country now, okay? And so,
especially Washington, D.C.
Especially Washington, D.C. And people need to wake up to that fact, the Statue of Liberty. you look at the architecture, the landscape, how it's all laid out in this Masonic architecture, and people need to wake up. And you got the Washington Monument, the obelisk, right?
Yeah.
And so all that is blasphemous against God, and people need to wake up to the fact about what's really going on in this country. And like you say, repent and have a revival. And I truly believe that's the only thing that's going to save us. And the politics probably won't even matter. That should be the main message. I know that turns a lot of people off and they don't want to hear Bible thumpers, right? But like my grandparents were these hardcore Christians, and they would tell me, as I've told the story on the show before, they would say, we don't have, because I would say, Grandma, why don't you have a television in your house, right? Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, because I had a television in my house, everybody I knew had a television. My grandma said, son, it spreads the word of Satan. And I thought she was crazy at that time. What? I'm just watching cartoons on this television and a football game. It spreads the word of Satan, right? And went right over my head. But now that I'm older and I understand what she was trying to tell me, it really does spread the word of Satan now, the television, and it couldn't be any more clear. So even though this show's going to be broadcast on television, I say turn your television off is a start to cleanse your soul from all the negative energy that it's putting out to us.
Yeah, or at least just be really picky about what shows you do watch.
Yes.
Especially now. I think that is one good thing that's happened this last year is people realizing how corrupted the news media is. Like, I'm so glad you're doing, you know, alternative news, because we need to become the news, and we have, right? Over the last year, couple of years, I think we've done a good job of stepping up and trying to find out what's going on and talking about it and exposing it, because we realize that we're not being told the truth. And like right now, the Southwest Airlines thing, okay, so that these pilots and different workers that work for Southwest are picketing or they are boycotting the mandate. So they're not working, and there's all these flight shortages, right? You would think that'd be like all over the news, pretty big news. They are lying about it on the news. I thought that everyone knew what was going on. No, on the news, they are acting like it is not a strike against the mandate. They're saying it was the weather.
Their executives said it was the weather, right? That's the official story, the weather. And it's like, no, actually, people don't want to take this vaccine, and they're not going to work. They're doing essential, what do they call it, sick in, right? Or they're striking, essentially not showing up for work. And that's causing all these delays. I had two people yesterday, I talked about this. Two people told me yesterday that they knew people that were delayed in their travel some kind of way. And then I talked to a pilot and he told me, he said, hey, that there is no bad weather going on, and this would not happen unless people were not showing up for work. So it's definitely people protesting the mandatory vaccines that they put on us. And now, have you seen this story, Rachel, where they're, I've seen it reported out of the Federalist and a few other places where they're saying there's not even an executive order. There is no law. There is no executive order. The White House and the Biden administration did a press release for his federal mandate of companies of 100 or more people are mandated to get the vaccine. It's nothing. There is no even executive order. It's just all smoke and mirrors and lies from the media, and people believe it.
Yeah, I did hear about that, and that's so interesting. It wouldn't surprise me at all. I haven't looked into it to confirm if there really is
There's a great report
order.
On the Federalist about it, and they break it down pretty good, and I can't find any evidence. There is no executive order. There is no law, it's not codified into anything except for a press release given to the fake news. They report it, everybody believes it. It's just an illusion. You could say that's a dark cultist magic trick that they did on us down here.
Yeah, and they're trying to test like how much can they get away with, you know, and see like what will people comply with. Like if they only have to do a press release to get people to comply, wow, let's go that route. We don't even have to put our neck on the line and actually create legislation. We can just do a little press conference and get everyone to do what we want them to do. That's why I keep talking about how we have to not comply. We need to know our rights, and we need to be pushing back and not going along with this. It's really dangerous. They're trying to steal our freedom.
We've never seen any tyranny like this. We're now going on what, 20 months under emergency health orders.
Yeah.
By the health department and Gavin Newsom. There is no emergency, people. I'm sorry. Go out in public. Go out. I mean, there's more traffic now than I've ever seen. go out in public, go out to your any shopping mall. There's people everywhere, man. But we see it in government buildings, at schools. That's where they have to keep this hysteria going that the COVID's going to kill everybody. And they make the children wear the mask. And now Gavin Newsom is, quote, mandated. I got to look into that. There may not even be an executive order. And that just may be a press release as well. I need to look into that. But supposedly Newsom mandated K through 12 grade children get the vaccine as soon as it's approved by the FDA here in California. We don't know when that is, but I mean, they're coming up to the children now. And so, but it's just all made up. It's a fake pandemic at this point. They've lied about all the data. They lie about the treatments and just lie after lie after lie. And like you say, that's why I have to do these shows to expose it, to get people to wake up to these bigger things. But let's talk about your run for Secretary of State now. Okay, you say you want to stand up for voter ID. We don't need voter ID to vote, but we need IDs for the vaccine passports in Los Angeles and San Francisco now.
Yeah.
You want paper ballots. You want to eliminate mail-in voting. You want single-day voting. You want to clean up the voter rolls. And you want to watch, you want election watchers. I did that back in 2012, by the way.
Good.
And you want to audit the 2020 election last year's big election. So what do you want to go into any more detail about any of those points?
Well, you know, 81% of Americans think that we should have voter ID. So the fact that we don't have voter ID just shows how much our elected officials, our public servants, are not doing the will of we the people. And so that's not something the Secretary of State can determine. It has to go through the legislature, but it's something that I would advocate for and try to get the legislature to do. And so, most people, both left and right, agree that we should have voter ID. So that's one thing I would really like to try to push for. And then, you know, just honest elections. That's why, as far as paper ballots, I want to do away with the machines, the Dominion machines. And in LA County, they have their own machines that they created, which is where I think most of the fraud is taking place. But
we have Dominion machines here in Fresno County. And by the way, the what's her name? Brandy Orth, the Fresno County clerk, actually resigned right after the 2020 election. Not many people know that. They kept that very quiet, but that did happen here.
Did she say why she resigned?
She did not say.
Okay. Well, the Dominion machines are... It's easy to cheat with mail-in balloting. It's also easy to cheat, which California just
and Rachel, the ballot harvesting too, which is a new thing that came out the last couple of years from the Democrats. The ballot harvesting, where they'll go around to people's house, knock on your door, hey, I'm here from the Democrat Party, and I just want to help you out with your voting. I'll take your ballot, and who knows what happens if they look at your ballot and they say, well, we don't like who you voted for, throw it in the garbage, right? We just don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't believe that ballot harvesting is legal anywhere. It's all such a mess. Honestly, sometimes I have struggled with feeling discouraged because I feel like it is such a mess. The whole system is such a mess. And it feels like it's a captured operation where all three branches really are captured. Like, I don't think we have honest elections. So where is our remedy within the system? And I don't think we have in office the people who we voted into office. And it's very concerning. It's a very concerning time in our country. And I am running for Secretary of State, but I don't really see it as that. In a way, it's like I see it as like we're in war, and I'm like, I'm trying to lead in the war. Like, I'm trying to fight.
Well, your campaign, whether you win or lose, is a victory because your voice is getting out there. You're speaking at these events, and you're getting people to hear your message of truth. So you are winning just by running.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and that's true. Because if I'm bringing the real answer of we really need spiritual awakening, you know, if that seed starts blooming all throughout the state, imagine what could happen. So, I agree. It's a win either way.
They passed a law. So now we can never have fair elections in the state ever again, because we're always going to have mail-in ballots. So as far as they continue with that, I mean, it's just beyond ridiculous at this point. It makes me so frustrated because I'm like, the people of California are really this dumb. They really like all of the policies that the Democrats do. So really, I mean, there's not even much legislation. We started picking it up the last couple months, but most of all the tyranny that we saw is executive orders from Newsom now under this emergency health order due to COVID-19, fake pandemic. And so do the people of California really think that all these policies are keeping us safe and healthy? Or are the votes rigged? You know, what is going on here? And it really looks like until we have any of these voter integrity issues that you laid out, then we can't ever really know, honestly, because I do believe there are a lot of hardcore Democrats. We know that Democrat voter registration is something like 40% in the state. And it always feels like the GOP, California GOP, are ringers and they're throwing elections by who they put up as the candidate. For governor, for a lot of different things. They didn't even endorse an official candidate during the recall election. They could have helped out a little bit, and they just threw their hands up and said, oh, we don't endorse anybody. And I know people that are on the county committees that are, what the heck's the word? I can't even think of the word, that go to the state convention. They're delegates, right? Delegates, yeah. And they've told me firsthand that it's very corrupt there. What's going on at the state GOP level. And that also needs to reform. It's not only just bad Democrats, it's bad GOP as well.
I think the California GOP all throughout the state is a disaster. It's a total failure. Which is tough, right? Sad. I'm running technically as a Republican. I was really hoping that Trump was going to start a different party.
It's like Democrats got it in their head. If you got an R by your name, I'm voting against you, regardless of what you say, because they got that brainwashing, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, we do need a viable third party that, because I think there are sane-minded Democrats now that are not totally left-wing communist socialists that are not with all this, but they're still very much against the Republican, the person with that R by their name. And as long as we're stuck in that two-party left-right paradigm system, they're going to automatically vote against that Republican. And that's not a winning strategy here in California for sure.
Yeah, I think that a lot of us through these last couple of years have realized we're actually more libertarian than we've realized. I talked to a lot of Republicans and Democrats who have a lot of this like libertarian streak in them. And we have a lot that we can agree on. And it's interesting. You know, there's obviously points of disagreement as far as, you know, if you're left-leaning or right-leaning, but I think Americans in general, whether you're left or right, just really want to be free and don't want to be told what to do for the most part. And so I don't know, maybe there's something to the Libertarian Party taking off or something.
I think they're correct. They got all kinds of problems too. I don't know what the solution is. Maybe a third party. I don't know, because you look at who the Libertarian Party runs for president and they became jokes. I mean, and I talked to people in that party and it's like all these, it's just a corrupt mess, honestly. We do need a viable, honest third party. I don't know if we can get that solution anytime soon. But we keep fighting here, I guess, as much as we can. It's just so frustrating, the corruption. We got one guy here in Fresno, Gary Bredefield, that's actually an elected representative that even has said anything throughout this whole 20 months of COVID lockdown and all the tyrannical policies. Said, hey, guys, at least he said, hey, guys, this is unconstitutional. We probably shouldn't be doing this. This is not the right thing to do. One guy out of all our local elected officials here. It's very disturbing. We got like 1 minute left. Rachel, wrap up. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you, get your book. How do they watch your show? Plug all your stuff right now, please.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sam. That's sweet. I appreciate it. My campaign website is rachelhamsos.com. And Rachel is spelled like the Bible, R-A-C-H-E-L, that Rachel in the Bible, I mean. And then Ham has two M's. It's H-A-M-M. And then S-O-S, which stands for a couple of different things. Secretary of State and like S-O-S, like we need help. So rachelhamsos.com is my campaign website. My personal website where you can get my book is rachelham.com. And then on YouTube, I have The Rachel Ham Show. On Instagram, I am The Rachel Ham. On Twitter, I'm Rachel Ham SOS. And then I have a Facebook campaign page, but I don't really use Facebook much. So that's not a good way to really get a hold of me. People are like, I messaged you on Facebook. I'm like, I do not really go on Facebook. So I just wanted to say that because I don't want people messaging me and thinking that I'm just not responding. So
you're probably censored heavily on there anyway. Thank you for coming on the show, Rachel. Weaponized News loves your message, and we know you're for real. So we're going to support your campaign. Everybody needs to vote for Rachel Ham.